Buckle up, everybody, because today we're diving headfirst into a truly massive day in the world of AI, February 6th, 2025.
It's wild what a single day can bring, huh?
Right. I mean, we're talking major moves from Amazon, Google, Tesla, alongside some research that honestly feels like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie.
And it's all happening so fast, it's hard to keep up.
Exactly. So we're here to break it all down, make sense of the chaos, and figure out what it all means for, the future of humanity and all that jazz. So, you ready to get started?
Absolutely, let's do it.
All right. First up, let's talk about the battle of the AI assistants. This is getting interesting. Amazon's about to release a next generation Alexa.
Oh yeah, I saw something about this.
And it's not just, setting timers and playing music anymore.
It's way more than that.
Right, we're talking about a potential full-fledged AI agent living in your house, learning your routines, anticipating your needs.
Whoa, hold on. Like, basically a super smart butler who can control everything.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, imagine Alexa adjusting your thermostat, dimming the lights, ordering groceries, all before you even realize you want it.
That's next level.
It is, but here's the catch. There are whispers that Amazon might be considering a monthly fee for these advanced features.
Interesting. So the basic Alexa would stay free, but if you want the superpowered AI butler, you got to pay up.
Exactly, and that's a big gamble. Will people be willing to shell out cash every month for a smarter AI assistant?
It's a good question. I
Oh.
mean, are we ready to add yet another subscription to our already overflowing plates?
Right, it's a tough call. But while Amazon is busy figuring out their pricing strategy, Google's out here making some power moves of their own.
Oh, yeah. What are they up to?
They just launched Gemini 2.0 Pro and Flashlight.
Catchy names.
Right. And these aren't just, minor updates. We're talking about AI models focused on speed and accessibility.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So Gemini 2.0 Pro, this thing is a beast. It can process massive amounts of information, like we're talking the equivalent of a small library's worth of text all at once.
Wow, seriously.
Seriously. And that makes it perfect for super complex tasks like coding and data analysis.
So basically, if you need to crunch a ton of data super fast, this is your go-to tool.
Exactly. And then you've got Flashlight, which is like Google's way of saying, hey, we want everyone to experience the power of AI, not just the big corporations.
So it's more budget-friendly.
Exactly. It's designed to be super accessible so anyone can use it for things like real-time translation, content creation, you name it.
It's like bringing the power of a supercomputer to your smartphone.
Right. And speaking of shaking things up, let's talk about this group of researchers from Stanford and the University of Washington.
What do they do?
They managed to train an AI model that's comparable to OpenAI's o1, but get this, they did it in just 30 minutes.
30 minutes. What kind of sorcery is that?
I know, right? Oh, and it only cost them less than 50 bucks.
No way. Seriously, that's less than a tank of gas.
I know, it's insane. They're calling it the S1 model, and it's like the ultimate David versus Goliath story in the AI world.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So they basically built a powerful AI model for the price of a pizza.
Pretty much. And it's proof that you don't necessarily need massive resources and huge data sets to create cutting-edge AI.
This is huge. This could totally change the game.
Right. Suddenly, smaller teams, even individuals, could have the tools to create sophisticated AI models.
This is going to unleash so much creativity and innovation.
It's exciting and a little bit scary all at the same time.
Definitely. But hey, that's the world of AI for you. Always pushing the boundaries.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's talk about Tesla and their Optimus humanoid robot. Elon's been hyping this thing up for a while.
Yeah, I remember him saying it's going to revolutionize everything.
Right. And it seems like they're getting serious about bringing it to market. They're on a massive hiring spree looking for technicians and supervisors.
So mass production is on the horizon.
That's the feeling I'm getting. And here's what's interesting. Elon's specifically looking for people with strong coding skills. He's even prioritizing that over traditional credentials.
Wow, so experience trumps a fancy degree at Tesla.
Seems that way. Which makes sense when you think about it. The tech world is moving so fast, traditional education systems are struggling to keep up.
It's all about adaptability and constantly learning new skills.
Absolutely. And speaking of learning new skills, NVIDIA just unveiled some mind-blowing AI that's teaching robots to move like athletes.
Wait, robots doing parkour and backflips?
Pretty much, they're mimicking human movements with incredible precision.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What are the implications of that?
Well, think about it. Robots with human-like agility could revolutionize everything from sports training and rehabilitation to search and rescue missions.
And let's not forget about space exploration. Imagine robots navigating complex terrain on Mars with the grace of a gymnast.
Exactly. The possibilities are endless. But before we get too carried away with these super athletic robots, let's shift gears and talk about OpenAI.
Okay. What have they been up to?
Well, it seems like they're setting their sights on hardware.
Hardware? Like what?
Think smart jewelry, VR headsets, maybe even their own line of humanoid robots.
Wow. That's a big leap from just developing AI software.
It is. And there are rumors that they've been talking to Jony Ive, you know, the design guru behind so many iconic Apple products.
If that's true, this could be huge. OpenAI already has a stellar reputation for its AI. Now imagine if they combine that with sleek, Apple-like hardware.
It would be a game changer. They could potentially take on giants like Apple and NVIDIA.
This is getting interesting. So they're not content with just being a software powerhouse. They want to control the entire ecosystem, from algorithms to the devices we use every day.
Exactly. It's a bold move. But hey, OpenAI has never been one to shy away from a challenge.
True that. Yeah. So what else happened on this crazy AI day?
Oh, man. Where do we even begin? Let's do a rapid fire round just to make sure we hit all the highlights. Ready?
Hit me with it.
Okay, first up, Google revised its AI ethics principles. And guess what? They removed restrictions on using AI for weapons and surveillance.
Oh, that's controversial.
It is. It sparked a lot of debate about, you know, the ethical implications of such powerful technology.
Makes sense. It's a tough one for sure.
Next, OpenAI demoed their new automated sales agent system.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It can handle all sorts of tasks like qualifying leads and scheduling meetings.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. But also kind of makes you wonder what's going to happen to all the human sales reps out there.
It's a valid concern. Automations is changing the job market in a big way.
No doubt. And speaking of jobs, Workday just announced they're cutting 1,750 jobs as part of an AI-driven restructuring plan.
That's a lot of people.
It is. And it's a sobering reminder that this AI revolution is going to have some real-world consequences.
We need to be prepared for that.
Absolutely. But, hey, it's not all doom and gloom. On a more positive note, MIT researchers just unveiled a new tool that can speed up AI computations by up to 30 times.
Seriously? That's insane.
I know, right? They're calling it SysTech, and it's a game changer for researchers pushing the limits of AI.
It's like giving them a supercharger for their AI engines.
Exactly. And that's just a taste of what went down on February 6th, 2025.
It was a truly monumental day for AI.
It really was. Mm. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Wow. I mean, it's crazy to think that all this stuff we talked about happened in just one day.
Right. Yeah, like it's almost too much to process. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes you wonder, like, what does it all mean for the future? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. That's what we got to unpack here. We've seen some pretty mind-blowing stuff, but it all happened so fast.
I did.
Like, it's important to kind of step back and think about the bigger picture, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one thing that really stood out to me was that story about the S1 model. You know, the one where they created this powerful AI model for, like, less than the cost of a dinner?
Yeah, yeah. The ultimate underdog story.
Right? Totally. And it makes you wonder, like, could this actually shift the balance of power in the AI world?
That's a really good question, because right now it's the big tech companies that have, you know, the massive advantage.
Right, all the resources, the data, the top talent, it's all there.
Exactly. But this S1 model proves that you don't necessarily need all of that to, you know, create something truly groundbreaking.
It's like they found a loophole or something.
Right. And what if this is just the beginning? Like, what if we're on the verge of this, like, AI revolution where, you know, smaller players can actually challenge the giants?
That's an exciting thought.
Yeah.
You know, imagine a world where AI innovation is driven by, like, you know, a global community of passionate individuals.
Instead of just, you know, a handful of powerful corporations.
Exactly. It's a much more democratic vision, you know.
Yeah, I like that. But we also can't forget about, you know, the challenges that come with this kind of democratization.
Yeah, true. Like, you remember how we talked about Google lifting those restrictions on using AI for weapons and surveillance?
Right. That was a big one.
And, you know, if these powerful AI tools become more widely available, well, how do we actually prevent them from being misused?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like we've suddenly got all this incredible power, but we haven't quite figured out the safety mechanisms yet.
It's a bit like giving everyone access to, you know, a nuclear reactor.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a good analogy.
The potential for good is huge, but the potential for harm is, you know, equally massive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we really need to think about this. You know, we need strong regulations, ethical guidelines, and a big emphasis on education.
Couldn't agree more. You know, we can't just assume that everyone's going to use AI for good. We have to be proactive here.
100%. And, you know, this whole S1 model thing, it got me thinking about OpenAI and their move into hardware.
Oh, yeah, how so?
Well, if these smaller, more affordable AI models become, you know, the norm, what does that mean for OpenAI's strategy?
That's interesting. Will people still buy expensive AI hardware if they can just, you know, access powerful AI models through the cloud?
Right. It's like the whole debate between buying a gaming PC or subscribing to a cloud gaming service.
Exactly. And if the cloud option is good enough, it could really disrupt the hardware market.
No doubt. And it seems like OpenAI is kind of hedging their bets here.
Yeah, they're pushing forward with hardware development, but they're also heavily invested in cloud-based services.
It's a smart move, to be honest. It's a rapidly changing landscape, and you got to stay flexible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also can't ignore the impact of AI on the job market.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Like we talked about Workday announcing those job cuts.
1,750 jobs. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's just one company. You know, this is just the beginning.
It is, and it's a tough reality. AI has the potential to automate a lot of jobs, and that's going to require, you know, some serious adaptation.
Yeah, both from individuals and from society as a whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not all doom and gloom. Remember that whole thing about ATMs?
Oh, yeah, people thought they would, like, you know, put bank tellers out of work.
Exactly. But they didn't. Instead, it actually freed them up to focus on, you know, more complex tasks.
So maybe AI can actually lead to a similar shift in other industries.
That's the hope, right? We need to focus on developing skills that complement AI, you know, things like creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence.
Exactly. It's all about collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, humans and AI working together.
That's the future we should be aiming for.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of collaboration, what about that NVIDIA AI that's teaching robots to move like athletes?
Oh, yeah, that was mind-blowing.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it made me think about, you know, the nature of human movement. Like if a robot can perform a perfect backflip, does that somehow diminish the achievement of a human gymnast?
That's a really interesting question.
Right. Or does it actually push the boundaries of what's possible and inspire humans to reach even greater heights?
I think it's more the latter. You know, human athleticism is about so much more than just physical ability.
Yeah, it's about passion, dedication, the pursuit of excellence.
Exactly. And robots might be able to, you know, replicate the movements.
But they can't capture that essence.
Right. It's like comparing a digitally generated image to a hand-painted
Oh, I
masterpiece.
like that analogy.
Both can be technically impressive, but the human touch adds something special.
Yeah, a depth and a meaning that you just can't fake.
Exactly. So maybe the real value of these, you know, athletic robots is in their ability to actually enhance human performance.
Yeah, imagine them as training partners or assisting in physical therapy.
Right. It's all about collaboration.
Exactly. And, you know, let's go back to OpenAI and their move into hardware. Why do you think they're making this leap?
I think it's about control. You know, they want to own the whole AI ecosystem.
Yeah, from the algorithms to the devices we use every day.
Exactly. It's a similar strategy to Apple.
Oh, yeah. You know, they design both the hardware and the software.
And by controlling the hardware, OpenAI can optimize it specifically for their AI.
Right. They can create this perfect synergy between the two.
Yeah, and potentially gain a performance advantage over their competitors.
It's like building a race car that's specifically designed for a particular track.
Exactly. But it's not just about performance, though. OpenAI has this reputation for, you know, cutting-edge research and ethical AI development.
Right, they're all about creating safe and beneficial AI.
Exactly. So do you think their hardware will reflect those values?
That's a good question. If they want people to trust them, they need to demonstrate that their hardware is not only powerful but also ethically designed.
And respectful of user privacy.
Yeah, that's crucial. It's a delicate balance, you know,
Yeah.
pushing the boundaries of innovation while also addressing the ethical concerns.
Absolutely. And they're also entering a really competitive market.
Yeah, you know, Apple, Samsung, all the big players.
Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how they position themselves.
Yeah, and what kind of user experience they create.
Will they go for that minimalist Apple aesthetic, or will they prioritize functionality over form?
I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, and speaking of waiting and seeing, and remember Amazon has that hardware event coming up
Oh, yeah, on February 26th in New York.
where they're expected to unveil their, you know, revamped AI-enhanced Alexa.
Yeah, the battle of the AI assistants is heating up.
Right. It's gonna be interesting to see how Amazon's approach compares to Google's.
Yeah, Google's all about speed and accessibility.
While Amazon seems to be focusing on a more personalized and integrated experience.
It's a classic Clash of the Titans.
Exactly. And ultimately, the consumer wins, you know?
Totally. More choices, better technology, what's not to love?
Right. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive.
We have.
You know, we've talked about the potential impacts of AI on everything from the balance of power in tech to the future of work.
And even the definition of athleticism.
Exactly. But we're not done yet. In the final part of our deep dive, we're going to grapple with, you know, the ethical dilemmas, the potential downsides of AI, and the role of governments in shaping this whole crazy landscape. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our AI deep dive. And, you know, we've seen some amazing advancements. We've talked about the potential disruptions. But now it's time to, you know, tackle the big questions, the ethical considerations. You know, are we really prepared for this level of technological power?
Yeah, those are the questions that keep me up at night.
Yeah.
It's like we've stumbled upon this treasure chest filled with these incredible tools, but we haven't quite figured out, you know, the safety mechanisms yet.
Exactly. And one of the things that really stood out to me was Google's decision to lift those restrictions on using AI for weapons and surveillance. I mean, that feels like a whole new can of worms.
It's a really complex issue, and it kind of highlights that double-edged nature of AI.
Right,
now,
right.
On the one hand, you could argue that AI-powered defense systems could actually be more precise and maybe even reduce collateral damage.
Potentially.
But on the other hand, the idea of autonomous weapons, you know, making life or death decisions without any human oversight.
That's scary.
Yeah, straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Right. And then what about privacy? I mean, with AI-powered surveillance becoming more and more common, it feels like we're heading towards this world where every move is tracked and analyzed.
Yeah, that's a valid concern for sure. I mean, the technology is developing so much faster than our ethical frameworks or legal system.
It's like we're handing over the keys to our lives without even reading the terms and conditions.
Right. We need to have some serious conversations about data privacy, access, safeguards against abuse.
Absolutely. Like, we need some ground rules, some kind of digital bill of rights to protect people in this, you know, AI-driven world.
I completely agree. And it's not just about protecting individuals. It's also about building trust in AI. You know, if people feel like the technology is being used against them, it could hinder the adoption and limit its potential benefits.
Right. It's a trust issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've talked about the ethical dilemmas, the privacy concerns, but we also can't forget about the economic impact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, AI is automating tasks at an unprecedented rate.
It is.
And that's going to lead to job displacement.
Yeah. Are we on the verge of this, like, massive wave of unemployment as robots take over?
I mean, it's a question that's been debated for years, and there's no easy answer.
No.
Some experts believe that AI will actually create more jobs than it displaces.
Right.
While others predict widespread unemployment, I think the reality is probably somewhere in between.
Yeah, it's like trying to predict the weather months in advance.
Exactly. There's so many factors at play. It's impossible to say for sure what's going to happen.
Totally.
Yeah.
But one thing is clear. We need to prepare for a future where work looks very different than it does today.
Absolutely. We need to invest in education and training programs that equip people with the skills they'll need to thrive in this, you know, AI-driven world.
Yeah, and it's not just about teaching people how to code. It's about fostering creativity, critical thinking, adaptability.
Right. Those are the uniquely human skills that will be in high demand as AI takes over those more routine tasks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The jobs of tomorrow might not even exist today. So we got to be agile. We got to embrace change.
And it's a whole new way of thinking about work. And, you know, I got to admit, it's a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I get that. It feels like we're on this, like, you know, cusp of this massive technological revolution, but we're not quite sure if we're ready for it.
Right. But, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the potential for AI to actually solve some of the world's most pressing problems, you know.
Like
climate change, disease, poverty.
Yeah.
Imagine AI powering personalized medicine, optimizing energy grids, designing sustainable cities.
That's the kind of future I want to live in.
Right. Where AI is used to enhance our lives, mm-hmm. make the world a better place.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So as we navigate this rapidly evolving landscape, let's do so with open minds. A healthy dose of skepticism, and a commitment to using this technology for good.
Well said.
It's been an amazing journey exploring the world of AI with you today.
It has.
We've covered so much ground, from the latest breakthroughs to the ethical dilemmas, a potential impact on our lives.
It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative, engaging, and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
We'll see you in the next deep dive.
Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep those AI conversations going.